Prime's exclusive wildcard playoff game is Saturday night. Jordan Love and the Packers take on Caleb Williams and the Bears. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game.
That's going to be caught for the touchdown.
NFC North rivals square off in the latest chapter of the NFL's oldest feud. The Packers and Bears in Prime's exclusive wildcard playoff game. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Honey, do not make plans Saturday, January 24th, okay?
Why? What's happening?
The Walmart wellness event. Flu shots, health screenings, free samples from those brands you like.
All that at Walmart.
We can just walk right in. No appointment needed. Who knew we could cover our health and wellness needs at Walmart?
Check the calendar. Saturday, January 24th.
Walmart wellness event. You knew.
I knew.
Check in on your health at the same place you already shop. Visit Walmart Saturday, January 24th for our semi-annual wellness event. Flu shots subject to availability and applicable state law. Age restrictions apply. Free samples while supplies last.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler. We are coming at you on a Wednesday night, just past 11:23 Central Standard Time. And many of you, I'm sure, if you're going to listen to this, will be in podcast form, as I think even if you intended to stay up to watch the Bucks and Warriors, at some point you may have said, I don't know, man, I could just see what they lose by tomorrow. And they did lose. 120-113 was the final here tonight, as the Bucks go out west and they got a nice win over the Kings the other day. So that was good. They've beaten the Hornets. They beat the Bulls. You know, they almost had a little bit of a winning streak going here, except they had to lose to the Wizards on New Year's Eve. A game I went to, and CJ McCollum, now who is an Atlanta Hawk for Trae Young. But the win streak either way would have ended tonight in San Francisco. I'll get the link up here if anybody wants to join live, as it would not be the Winklerverse without Bucks post games. This was a staple of what I'm calling Winklerverse 1.0. which was anything after the first dismissal throughout the whole national tenure. Now, as we hit the ground running, this is Winklerverse 2.0. And you got to have some Bucks content in there, and Bucks Lives were a big part of it. Now, I will not be doing Bucks Lives after every game. There are a lot of good folks that are doing that. Justin Garcia is doing a great job. Trey and those guys at Cream City Crossover, I like watching them. Eric Names coverage, Jim O. There's a lot of people, Sparky when he jumps on. There's a lot of people doing good Bucks stuff. But I'm going to do it as well. Just, I think one of the things I'm trying to figure out in Winklerverse 2.0 is, when am I posting? How much am I doing? My main thing is, when you check the feed, I want there to be a new episode. Will it be every day at 5 a.m.? No. Will it be every day live at 2? No. But when you go to check, I want to see if there's a new episode. There should be some new episodes. And we're going to follow through with that here. Of course, I'll be live after Packers. I should have a picks one for you this week, too. So really trying to crank them out and make them worth your while. But I think for the Bucks standpoint, why I bring that up is there will be some games that, when we did it in 1.0, we got into a rhythm where it was like the same show each and every time, where we said the same thing. So I don't want to do that, but there are some games that you watch, some of the national TV games that come down to the wire or something, where you're like, oh God, we got to talk Bucks and we got to do it right now. Those are the ones you'll kind of know. I know this is so vague and stupid and dumb, but you'll kind of know when it is time for a post game show. That being said, I did want to do this one with me being a diehard Bucks fan and also a bandwagon Warriors fan. And I got to tell you, of all the matchups that I have watched between these two teams, this one was maybe the most boring. I was bored. I don't know if this is the NBA product as a whole. I think a lot of it has to do with the Bucks. I think the Warriors as well are kind of like, especially with Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, they're out there for 30, 35 minutes a night. They've won four titles, at least Draymond and Steph. You know, this is the big problem with the NBA. As an NBA diehard like myself, I can admit this is a big problem with the NBA, is that what are you watching for the first 3.5 quarters? It's just two teams really volleying back and forth. And then the last 6 minutes is the game match, game point. And you got to, you know, step up there. If you built a big enough cushion, that's great. But, you know, I don't know that the product as a whole is delivering right now, which is a shame because there's more talent in the NBA than there ever has been. But you watch this game like tonight, and this is a game that you kind of get up for. It's a West Coast game. Schedule's pretty light TV-wise in terms of sports that you want to watch. You got some college football games coming up this weekend. You got the NFL playoffs. So you got 5 days of playoff football coming up. This is, hey, it's Bucks, Wizards, or Warriors. 9 o'clock, let's tune in and watch this game. And you're like, oh, my God. I should have gone to bed, woke up, checked the score with 4.5 to go. And the Bucks had some opportunities late. They did. They had some opportunities late to at least, you know, bring it in. But then Draymond started hitting backpack threes. And not much you were going to do there. Some comments from you guys here right now. Giannis is the GOAT, says, never seen a worse officiated game in my life. I mean, that's becoming an evergreen take. Embarrassing from Richard. Doc Rivers sucks. A little Sean Wheezy. A lot of ticky-tack fouls for Golden State. Bart Winkler in the building, uncut and raw from T3 and D. Jack of all trades says, Mr. Bart, how are you, sir? I'm good. I can't be called Mr. Bart without thinking of Karen. Karen was the head waitress at the hotel breakfast spot I worked at when I was 24 years old. And she'd always say, how you doing today, Mr. Bart? And I would say, not good, Karen. Not good. Jake, aptly named, the aimless season continues. Seems like the Giannis era is going to slowly fade away like a whiny fart. I think since I'm such a great hashtag boy dad, and I was talking to another hashtag boy dad at swimming tonight, no Giannis there, of course. They're in Golden State and his family is overseas. He told me that he was telling his son that he was already preparing him for the potential of a Giannis trade, something that I described to my son a while back too. And I tweeted a couple of weeks ago that it just doesn't seem like he's half-heartedly doing this. And that's maybe unfair. I thought something was off the game that I saw against the Wizards. I know he's working his way back from injury, and he had a good night tonight, finishing with 34 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, made a couple of threes. Giannis, you know, even in first gear is going to have a good game. But it's become to the point now where it seems like, what's a good way to put this? It seems like he is... You know what's a good way to put this? You know what the best way I could put it is? Honestly, the best way I could put it. I stopped by the 1250 studios yesterday to drop off a laptop. And they got a whole new crew. And I was there also at the same time. And it just kind of felt like this isn't my place anymore. There's a new squad. There's a new cast. I don't belong here. That's the sad feeling I got. And that's kind of what I feel like with Giannis. Like, he's there. This is not his squad. Doc Rivers is his coach. Giannis is the one drawing up plays. Okay. Ryan Rollins, Kevin Porter Jr., AJ Green, Kyle Kuzma, even Miles Turner. You know, I know Bobby's there, but I mean, look at this. Look at this. You know, this, you got, who do you got in there? Diabate, Diakite. What was his name? Jordan Wara thought he was going to be good. Chris, Brooke. And I talk a lot about how the Packers' last Super Bowl was a lot longer ago than we think. This was only 4 years ago. What happened to this team? What happened to this team? And now I'm never going to get this back up in time. So now I think, though, that is something, you know, you see some of these trade rumors. I see this discussion about trying to get Anthony Davis here. First of all, they signed Miles Turner. They need to keep Miles Turner. You can't just sign Miles Turner and then flip him. You signed him. You signed him. You stretched Dame to sign him. Your vision was Miles Turner. I would like to see them with Miles Turner. I know that the returns on Miles Turner haven't been as good as maybe we would have wanted, but I think it's a cop-out. I don't think you should be able to do that. Like when Horst would always make a bad trade and then salvage it. You shouldn't be able to get a cop-out like that. The last guy we should be trading for on planet Earth is Anthony Davis. You want to trade for Anthony Davis? This is a team that has gone to the postseason. And really, still, if they were just like level-headed, if they were patient, and now they would probably have to make change by now because of age, but they could look back at every postseason they've had since the finals run and say, hey, we had an injury. Let's just run it back. Oh, we had another injury. Let's just run it back. We had an injury. Let's just run it back. Yeah, Brooke deteriorated, I think. And, you know, Drew's still a valuable part of the Portland. Chris looked good against us. And they would still have needed some youth along the way. But what I'm saying is the Bucks have made decisions, and this is interesting to set it up with the Packers, is the Bucks have made decisions where injuries were a factor. But they still made the decision anyway. What are we going to do? We got hurt. Yeah, well, let's go get Dame. What are we going to do? We got hurt. Well, let's fire Bud. And I was a champion of a lot of these moves at the time, even though they all would then still end with injury. So now you have the Packers, who they're banged up, Kraft, Parsons, and is Matt LaFleur, if they lose at some point, going to, because I don't think the Packers are going to consider injury and be like, well, there's injury. But I think with the Bucks, they never considered that. I think going back to, remember that like little Q&A John Horst did outside of Pfizer Forum, the one he got fined for because he said, we intend to keep the guy we have under contract right now. We intend to keep him. But it always felt like to me that John Horst just had one job. Just had one job, and that was keep Giannis here. No matter what you do, keep Giannis here. Every move needs to be a move that is going to keep Giannis here. And obviously, you would like the move to also make you a competitive basketball team, but the main agenda is keep Giannis here. And I think of him as in like some room where your chance for survival gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And unlike in Stranger Things, you don't just magically not die. Spoiler alert, unless there's a new episode coming, which I didn't really think there was going to be, but I did check right away at 7 if there was going to be. But I do think that now they've gotten to the point where there's no room left to maneuver. So like, help, there's a fire coming into this basement. Okay, so I put some water over there and I make a little path, and now I am in the corner. I'm stuck in this corner with this thing. I'm stuck. I'm stranded. Okay? I can't move. There's no last savior here. The era is over. The trade Giannis time could be upon us. Now, are they going to get anything should they move that route? Which I don't think they're going to in the middle of the season. There could still be some stuff with like the next contract he can get. But you saw what Trae Young was traded for today. CJ McCollum, Trae Young at one point could have got traded for how many different picks? There was another guy in that move. Whatever. Could the Trae Young move when it finally happened? You want to talk about a wet fart? Could it have less of an impact? in NBA circles. I know if you're doing Hawks radio, you're breaking in live and doing emergency pods, but man, you can chime in on the show. Again, the link is in. You can also leave voicemails thanks to the Carl's Place voicemail line, 402-915-BART. That's 402-915-2278. Remember, we are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. I think a nice gummy, you know, I should have took a gummy before this and then it could have hit me right around the time I was going to bed, but I'll be up for a little bit. I'll be up for a little bit, cutting all my reels, doing all my work, you know, for not having a quote unquote job. I've been very busy. I have been very busy, and I do have a job, by the way. This is my job. I have an LLC. I own a business. This is what I spend my time doing. I have a job. You try to tweet me that I don't have a job, you're getting blocked. Okay? I'm getting blocked. I don't care. I have a job. This is my job. What do you want me to do? You want me to go get a 9-to-5 in an office somewhere so that I, and then try to do this in my spare time? No. All right, got some more comments here. Horse has to trade Bobby to cure Doc of his weird, I would assume, infatuation with Bobby. Bobby's a very polarizing figure. Tonight he was not so great. 6 points, 2 for 7. It didn't make much of a factor in his 23 minutes. Bobby, I think, is a really interesting guy to watch, because if you have a preconceived notion about Bobby Portis, you're going to watch him in a way where you're going to think, oh, Bobby Portis is good. But if you have a preconceived notion that Bobby's bad, you're going to watch him and your beliefs will be true based on that. So however you feel about it going in, you'll see the video and then you'll have your determinations from that. That is America these days. My dad is at the game at the Chase Center. It looks like he is on the court or close to.
How's it going, Bart, man?
Dad, how was the game?
The game was good. It was good because, you know, we wanted the Warriors to win, but it looked a little like uninspired by the Bucks. But
Warriors didn't look any more inspired.
No, it looked like, you know, like I didn't think Giannis was having that great of a game. And then I looked at the thing and he had like 34 points. I'm like, it was like, I don't know. It usually, like when I watch these games, it seems like there's a lot more energy defending Steph. And he didn't have that kind of beating up that he gets against most teams. But
well, the Bucks don't play defense. They have a bad coach.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you there.
So I don't understand why you still can't even root for three of your sons like the Bucks. Warriors have won 4 championships.
I like the Bucks. It was a good game to come watch because I like both teams. Mm. Obviously, you know, I want the Warriors to win because I've like grown with them, you know, for the last 15 years. But
yeah,
I liked it. I like seeing Al Horford. I thought he played well tonight. Being a 40-year-old guy, you know, I'm root for those old guys. And Melton, you know, coming off his ACL, I like seeing he had a really good game tonight. So, I mean, it was just fun. It's a good environment here, and you know, it's fun seeing Giannis. And I think I saw Giannis at a deli earlier today with Jimmy Butler and Steph. I'm not sure, but.
Don't be an asshole.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Come on, you got comments. Are you seeing any of these comments?
No, I'm not. No, I can't see the comments. Oh, there's one.
Jack of all trades says, nice treat. It's Bart's dad. Joe says, Mr. Winkler making me feel like I'm back home in Wisconsin talking to my buddy's dads.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Jake shouts you out for having boots on the floor.
Yeah, I'm actually really close to the floor right now.
Yeah, we can see. Da Bomb says, wow, he has a lot of hair.
I do. It's pretty white, though. What about pretty me? White. Yeah, I think I got more than you do.
Look at that.
Yeah, yeah. It looks better when it's white.
I know. Holy shit. I look like I'm going to murder.
I can see why you wear a hat.
Up and down the turnpike.
I can see why you wear a hat on your show.
How about this? And then Jake says that Greg looks zooted.
Zooted? What's that mean?
A little too much wacky tobacco. Happy place. Happy.
Oh, no, I wish, but no. Actually, I think I smell more ganja in the villages than I do in San Francisco.
Jake also says, when did Bart's dad become James Gunn?
Oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah, you look just like him.
I wish I had his money and his fame.
I wish I had his ex-wife.
Ooh.
He was married to Pam from The Office.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to say when you're married.
Oh, yeah. Tim? Okay. I hear mom off camera like I'm on his.
You want mom on camera?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. She doesn't want to be on camera.
But she wants to talk off camera the entire time like a mom.
Well, she always does, but I do. She's trying to stay quiet. So that's it. I thought I'd, give you a boots on the ground, and we're waiting to say goodbye to Brett, and then we're going to take the BART back to Oakland and come back again on Friday.
All right. Well, good to see you.
All right. Well, you take care.
Yeah, you too, Dad.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye. Hello Kitty toy for James Gunn. My dad.
Prime's exclusive wildcard playoff game is Saturday night. Jordan Love and the Packers take on Caleb Williams and the Bears. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game.
It's going to be caught for the touchdown.
NFC North rivals square off in the latest chapter of the NFL's oldest feud. The Packers and Bears in Prime's exclusive wildcard playoff game. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Honey, do not make plans Saturday, January 24th, okay?
Why? What's happening?
The Walmart wellness event. Flu shots, health screenings, free samples from those brands you like.
All that at Walmart.
We can just walk right in. No appointment needed. Who knew we could cover our health and wellness needs at Walmart?
Check the calendar. Saturday, January 24th.
Walmart wellness event. You knew.
I knew.
Check in on your health at the same place you already shop. Visit Walmart Saturday, January 24th for our semi-annual wellness event. Flu shots subject to availability and applicable state law. Age restrictions apply. Free samples while supplies last.
Hot Take Jake is here, I assume, in bed.
Well, that was fast.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty quick at this late at night, Jake.
I wasn't ready for that. I thought I'd have a minute to get situated.
Do you want to go and come back?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, your dad's a stud, man. Cool dude.
Yeah. What are you doing? Did you watch the game even?
I did. I should be asleep. I can't believe I stayed up for that. I mentioned in the comments, the team will take on the characteristics of its coach, and Doc just has, at all times, I don't give a shit energy, and that's the way the team plays. There's never a sense of urgency. Like, they play as if they're some sort of juggernaut, and then, oh, we'll just win in the last 5 minutes. And it's like, no, you're not good. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, that does seem to be a problem. Do you think the NBA sucks ass?
Yeah, kind of. It pains me to say it, but right now, yeah. It's the season's too long. The NBA Cup is a bust. These guys just coast through the whole thing. And it, I don't know how you fix it. There's just too much money. So these guys are worth too much money. So they're trying to protect themselves. And it, yeah, it's a bummer.
Joe says, correct take, Jake.
Hey, thanks, Joe. That's a first. In all these years, that's got to be a first.
So, like, what do you... Because we haven't talked Bucks in a while.
No, it's the Winklerverse is basically an NFL show now.
How much, though, do you, like... Like, how much do you try to watch the Bucks?
I mean, I pretty much watch... I don't want to say, like, every second of every game, but I turn it on every time that they're on, and they really are just so... like blah, that nothing registers, you know, like if you're reading a book and like maybe you're tired or like the book's kind of boring, and then you're like, I just read two pages and I don't understand anything that's going on in the last two pages. Like I read the words, but nothing's registering. That's kind of like watching this team right now. It's such a collection of just like guys. There's no continuity. There's no flow. There's no chemistry. They're just guys playing basketball together, and it almost a pickup variety. And Doc Rivers runs the bold offense of no offense. They really should be focusing on developing someone like Ryan Rollins, who I really like. But it's like a rudderless ship. They're just kind of floating out there right now. And it seems like Giannis, you touched on it. He's just kind of there right now. And they need to figure out what the hell is going on.
You know what is interesting? And thanks to $10 to my 27, he says, can't believe 34 people are here talking the Bucks, and I'm one of them. Now, I don't know what platform you're on, but we are on three different platforms. So I think the number might be 43. But I can't believe that there's more than me and Jake here right now. But yes, thank you for being here. I don't know if this is going to make sense, but what you're saying is true. It feels like it doesn't, like, and I don't know when this happens or when it would be earned, but it feels like they're separate pieces of a puzzle that you're trying to put together, if I may.
You may.
Like, I don't know, Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, AJ Green, and then there's a Giannis, and then there's a Bobby, and then there's a Turner. And I don't know, like, how many teams I would look at across the league and be like, oh, that fits. Or would I only say that once I saw them for a while? Does this just seem weird because we still have the star, but it's like, okay, it's like Zach Braff on that Scrubs. Now there's going to be a new Scrubs.
Can't say I ever watched Scrubs.
But it's like it's the same guy in a new cast. Like Joey, even leaving Friends. Right now the Bucks are Joey. Not the character, but the spinoff Joey. This team over here was Friends, and now they're Joey. And you're like, this is no fucking good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a collection of dudes.
I mean, I took a long windup to try to get there, but I think I landed the plane.
Well, it kind of reminds me of, to a lesser extent, like in the mid-2000s, the Bucks would just make a bad trade, and then they would make another bad trade to try to make up for that bad trade. And it's like, it all stems from trading Holiday, and then that the Dame thing's not working out. So like, then, well, we'll try this move. We can't really do anything with Dame, so let's buy him out. And like, well, the Middleton trade, and it's like they're just stacking these moves one on top of the other to try to make up for a bad move. And it's snowballing now.
Ben says the famed Dale, the famed. Oh my God, good thing I don't.
The
work
famed Dale experiment.
The famed
Remember that
Dale
one?
Experiment. The failed Dame experiment was it. This is what we've talked about though. You have to do that. Even knowing what you know now, you go back in time, you do it again.
Yeah.
But it didn't work.
Spark Guy mentioned it on your last episode that, you know, the Parsons move and like the Dame move. And even if those things don't work out in retrospect, at the time, they were 100% the correct move. And that's the deal with the Dame move.
We could have been. So here's like one silver lining, and this is very much Cope, but we could have been a team that we could have done the thing I talked about before, where we could have kept guys and said, oh, injuries. And then we're in year whatever. And then Brooke is, his legs are falling off and Drew's hurt and Middleton's old. And we could have said, what would it have looked like if they would have just done something different? What would it have looked like? At least we know the answer is that would have failed too.
Yeah, and it's really sad to think that I have the same feeling when the Packers and Aaron Rodgers won that Super Bowl. Like, there was a feeling of, man, how many more of these are they going to get? And then all of a sudden you look and it's like, it's over, it's done. And that's what it feels like with Giannis now. Like, in 2021, it was like, man, he's 26 years old. Like, they're going to get at least another one of these. And like, lo and behold, it looks like it's coming to an end now.
Jake, I'm going to let you go to sleep. It's always good to sort of see you.
Also, conformity gate is real.
I really was hoping.
It wasn't tonight, but I think they've got something planned on that January 12th thing. I think it's more.
You know how bad of a writer you have to be to write something that does work and then you don't have a payoff? Like, you have to be brutal.
I just think there's something more. There's way too many signs, way too many coincidences that people are finding that for it to not be something. So keep your eyes peeled. I saw a theory today that it's the Freddy's new nightmare is what they're doing. So I don't
when
know.
They reveal that documentary thing.
Yeah. So
that'd be cool.
I don't know. I'm intrigued.
All right. Hot take, Jake.
All right. Love you, brother.
See you, buddy. Love you.
Prime's exclusive wild card playoff game is Saturday night. Jordan Love and the Packers take on Caleb Williams and the Bears. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game.
It's going to be caught for the touchdown.
NFC North rivals square off in the latest chapter of the NFL's oldest feud. The Packers and Bears in Prime's exclusive wild card playoff game. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Member Week is here for pros at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of items from tools and paint to kitchen and bath and more. Just in time to stock up for this year's jobs. Plus, earn 5 times the points on an eligible purchase. Shop member deals in-store and online from January 8th through the 14th. Still not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Let us pivot and bring in David Shepherd.
What's up,
formerly
Bart?
Of the Infinity Sports Network. Formerly Man. Of the Bart Winkler Show.
Yes. Do you ever
welcome into the Winklerverse?
It's great to be in the Winklerverse. Do you ever sleep?
Yeah, I sleep during the day.
I mean, I see you churning out content left and right. You do this great spot with Danny Parkins, and then you got like 600 people live on YouTube talking about the Bucks. I don't know why so many people are interested in the Bucks right now.
Don't inflate the numbers. You're very kind.
What is this, 500? No. Close enough. Close. But Bart, I've listen, man. You're hitting the ground running with this YouTube channel, man. You're almost at 3. You're about to be at 3,000, and I'm always rooting for you. So I saw you live. I said, I got to check this man out, see what he's up to. And honored to be on with you, man.
Well, the YouTube channel's been around a while. It's not like I just, you know, should I do a Substack?
That was promoted heavily by Bill Ryder, writer than you.
Oh, yeah, he did. I was just saying.
No, I know.
Matrix Gabe, Bart's dad, and Shep in the same show is epic.
I don't know how you keep track of all these chats because you have this chat on StreamYard, then you have this chat on Twitter, then you have this chat on YouTube, which is very divisive, and I love it. And I know, by the way, it's kind of a serious note. I know this is a very heavy day for a lot of people. I saw you tweet about it. I respect how vulnerable you are about everything. This was a tough day. This is a day that we need sports. Is that fair?
This is a day where at 11:30 at night or almost midnight now, my time, I need to be sitting in my basement talking to David Shepard. Yes.
Exactly. You talked about Miles Turner. That's been a flop. He's 7 foot and he had 2 rebounds. How many people in your chat right now know who D'Anthony Melton is?
I would think if they're in a chat right now, I think a lot of these people would know him right now.
D'Anthony Melton?
If you're here right now.
Not a chance. Not a chance,
if
Bart.
If the former Memphis Grizzly D'Anthony Melton.
Yes. Who's
the New York financier D'Anthony Melton.
Okay. I know you know who this is.
No. Like, now, if people are like just popping it in the morning, you know, maybe right. Not everybody knows D'Anthony. But I will say yes right now. And you can still make your point. But right now, the people in here right now live. Absolutely. Could probably recognize him in a lineup with D'Anthony Melton lookalike day.
Fart, I host on NBA radio and I got shows coming up and you know I'm bringing you on. And most of that audience, and I'm serious about that, but most of our audience does not know who D'Anthony Melton is. There is no way, and listen, I know you have an intelligent audience. I'm not downplaying that. There is no way half this audience knows who D'Anthony Melton is.
You know why?
Not a
you know
shot.
Why they do? And I'm not gonna spend 10 minutes on D'Anthony Melton, and I'll let you make your point.
Okay.
You know why they do know who D'Anthony Melton is?
Why is that?
Because these people in this fan base,
right?
We have trade machined every single person in this league for 8 years. We know who they all are.
I'm
not
impressed.
Only do we know that. We know who Guy Santos is, and we know his contract status.
That's impressive. So you obviously know QP, Quentin Post. You know,
oh, yeah,
you know pretty much every. That's I mean, obviously you know the vets and Gary Payton Jr. etc. But I'll tell you, man, it's a problem when your 7-footer has less rebounds than D'Anthony Melton. That's the point. Giannis is 30. No, excuse me, he's 31 now. But this is year 13. Giannis cannot be expected to get the most rebounds, be the best facilitator, score 30 a night, and be the vocal leader of the squad. We've seen this song and dance before. The only reason the late, great Kobe Bryant stayed in Los Angeles was because they got him an additional Hall of Famer. They don't make that move with Pau Gasol in Memphis. Kobe's a Chicago Bull. He's a Clipper. He certainly is not staying for the purple and gold for the next 8-9 years. So if Milwaukee is serious, they would and they really knew how to do proper talent evaluation, no disrespect to John Horst, they're looking at that Pacers team last year and they're saying Miles Turner is not even one of the 5 best Pacers. Why are we basically giving him the keys to this franchise outside of Giannis Antetokounmpo? It made no sense at the time, Bart. And obviously, to your point, it has been a flop. And this has been an organization that when they make bad moves, they are quick to pivot. We saw that with Adrian Griffin,
who disappeared off the face of the earth.
That's a good point. I don't know.
Winning Gambler says he barely knows Bo Melton, who, by the way, we will not have to see this weekend because he has been placed on the IR.
Ben, Turner, excuse me, Barbara. Yes. Brooke Lopez is a decade older than Miles Turner. We know this. But Brooke Lopez wasn't commanding and eating up the salary cap the way that Miles Turner is. That's the difference.
Yeah, and that hold on. I do have a message from a friend here real quick. Just once.
This is Stephen Curry, 4-time NBA champion with the Golden State Warriors. Thanks for listening to another champion, Bart Winkler, and the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Okay.
Was this part of the day you interviewed Klay Thompson?
Nah, that was bonus.
Okay.
That was a bonus. I have one from Steve Kerr and new Liberty head coach Chris DeMarco, if you're interested.
I mean, Chris DeMarco, where did that come from?
Well, he was on their staff.
Okay. That's
all right. All right. So with Turner.
Yeah.
With Turner, it is fair to criticize the move. It is fair to say that the move has not brought them the results that they wanted. It is fair to say that at the end of the contract, it's going to be hell. I think it's also, though, fair to say, like, that was a hell of a move for the alternative being nothing. So it cleared a very low bar because it was better than nothing. It was better than sitting with Dame's $45 million contract and maybe Brooke Lopez again, but probably not. So it's better than nothing, but Turner has to play better than he has. Absolutely.
Well, you know, Bart, we saw the adjustment from Brooke Lopez going from the inside to the outside. You know, when he was with his heyday with the Nets, you know, he's the all-time franchise leading scorer for the Nets. I know you know this. And the majority of his baskets came with his back to the basket, 5 feet out, 10 feet out. But he wasn't a long-range shooter. And what did he do to his credit? He's adjusted. And it's why he's been able to play at least 18 years in his NBA career. And I don't know why the Bucks thought the answer was Doc Rivers. I know we're talking more macro here, but he flamed out in Philly.
Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jimmy Haslam higher.
By the way, we haven't talked about this lately. How are you? I know I certainly know you've mentioned it, but I can't catch every second of Into the Winklerverse. I saw the spot with Parkins. Speaking of football, how are you feeling about your chances against a Chicago team that I think they're in that element, being a division winner for the first time in 7 years, haven't made the playoffs since 2020. Caleb, we have seen underwhelming in big moments too often. Bart, this is a 50-50 game to me. How do you feel?
Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
And I feel this is the second postseason in a row now. I felt like this. Last year, I just said, we're going to lose to the Eagles. I don't even care. It's just going to end and it's going to be dumb. And then it was over. I don't necessarily think the Packers are going to lose. I think they can win. I think they need to take the crowd out of it early. Because that Bears crowd, this is the problem. We're in two totally different, like, lanes. The Packers and the Bears right now would be like, if they were trying to date, it'd be like, you know, right person, wrong time. Because the Packers right now, they're going through we go to the playoffs every year. It's January. Oh, it's the first weekend. If we didn't plan anything this weekend, because we knew we'd be in the playoffs. We're kind of settled in our ways. The Bears, this is all new and fresh and young and vibrant. And they have the home game, which is very important for them because those crowds, man, Soldier Field, when you go there, you're like, oh my God, what a giant piece of shit. And then you get into the building and you're like, holy fuck,
right.
This place is a dump. And then you try to get to your seat and you're like, how is this architecturally possible that I can have gone there to come here? And then you sit in your seat and you're like, oh my God, this rules. We are close. It is tight. It feels very, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it, but it feels very, come on, somebody. Feels
compressed,
very,
compressed, no. Too compressed, too suffocating.
But no, in a good way.
Intimate?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. It's very intimate, and it's great. And the crowds, you know, and watching all these, Matt's got it too. The crowds and all these Bears games, it's a different crowd that's coming across that TV, and they are going to be fired up. And I was watching that game against the Lions, and they were down 16-0 in a game where, okay, maybe we win, maybe we lose, we want to win, but whatever. They're on 16-0. They make it 16-6, and the crowd is partying again like they just beat the Packers the day before Christmas. They are ready to go crazy, and they have won in a lot of crazy ways this year where they're never going to think that they're out of it. So Packers have to score early and often. They can't get conservative. They can't let it off the gas. They can't let the Bears do what they did a couple of weeks ago. If I thought the Packers could do that, I would feel better. I think the Bears are still not their completed version yet, so I think if you're going to get them, now's the time.
What's that?
I think the world of Caleb. However, I think the Packers have to, like, put Malik Willis out there just for a snap. Don't even use him. Just see what happens. Do something. Like, don't – here's the big Packers problem. Bo Melton got referenced. Oh, Bo Melton's on the field. Oh, what do you think's going to happen? I bet they're going to throw to him. They do. Oh, Savion Williams is on the field. What do you think's going to happen? Oh, I bet it's a toss play to him. Packers are very bad at disguising what they're going to do based on their personnel. They have to keep Ben Johnson guessing. I will, for the sake of the show, say the Packers win by six. If I had to put my life on it and everything I loved and feared, I would have to take Chicago.
Interesting. So, you know, to me, this kind of reminds me of what happened 2 years ago when the Packers.
Keep talking. I need my water.
Absolutely. When the Packers were the seventh seed and everyone, including most people, even in the state of Milwaukee, city of Milwaukee, believe that.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, without
pretty much. Milwaukee, yeah, pretty much.
State falls apart. They all
But when you talk about how Jordan Love looked, and we obviously can talk about that last 8-game stretch he had in 2023 when he was the best quarterback in the NFL, that translated to that wild card round game when they became the first 7 seed to ever knock off a 2 seed and completely played Dallas right off of AT&T Stadium. I feel like Jordan Love is at his best when he's on the road. And the expectations are that they're going to fall short. They're going to come up small. And to your point, Bart, you know, this is a big jump that the Bears made, going from a 5-win squad to winning the NFC North and being the number 2 seed. It's what I think is going to happen in the AFC with Drake May and Bo Nix. I think they're ahead of schedule. I think the Bears are ahead of schedule. I don't know if they're ready to really insert their will and be dominant come playoff time. Now, the question I also have for you, and I don't know if you've been posed this or not, but this is the best head coaching cycle that we've had in years. And there's a lot of talk about Matt
LaFleur. I mean, Vrabel, and that was a good one.
Absolutely. But look who's out there now. You got 2 Super Bowl winning head coaches in Harbaugh and McCarthy. You got one of the better head coaches in the NFL in Kevin Stefanski. I mean, the fact that he made Cleveland relevant for 2 seasons is better than what Bill Belichick was able to do. So if Matt LaFleur loses to Chicago, we know he's done wonders for Jordan Love. We know he was a great fit for Aaron Rodgers at the tail end of his time in Green Bay. But there is something to be said about Green Bay not being able to get over that hump with Matt LaFleur. Would you rather, as a Green Bay Packers owner, I don't know if you could talk about this publicly, but would you rather have one of those three, or would you want to stick and keep Matt LaFleur?
Well, I'm very hard on Matt LaFleur, but I need an upgrade from Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. I get that. I get that it's insufficient right now. Is one of those three individuals an improvement from Matt LaFleur?
Well, I want McCarthy back, but I'm a psycho. I think so. I think a lot of people, you know, the way that some of my content is digested, I think a lot of people have seen me just screaming here to fire Matt LaFleur.
Right.
And I have been screaming that when they were off the rails. And if they would have lost to the Giants, they should have absolutely fired him that day. But they picked things around, turned things around, and now he's at the point. And the contract's coming up, so there's the extension part of it. But the Packers are going to be in a spot where if you're not getting somebody better than LaFleur, but we'll see how this game goes. Cause I think a lot of us talk in hindsight that Mike McCarthy probably should have got fired after 2014 in Seattle.
But how much of that was Aaron? How much of that? And you would know better than I would, but how much of that was Aaron Rodgers or Aaron Rodgers' representation behind the scenes saying, look, he's not the guy. I'm sorry. He's not the guy. We know he won a Super Bowl. We know he had an all-time great regular season record. Even with Brett Favre, they were within a possession away from going to the Super Bowl. But it's either me or him. Now that Rodgers is clearly not in the picture, you don't think he could do wonders and make a return? I mean, we saw Art Shell return to the Raiders.
Oh, John McCarthy? Yeah. No, I want McCarthy back. And I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like we saw, I mean, listen, John Gruden, you know, Act Two was a mess. But before the whole misogynistic, sexist thing, John Gruden actually was having this Raiders back on track and moving in the right direction. You know, there was a little too much Boy Scout in him, and that got the best of him. Hopefully he recovers and does something better than Barstool. But with that being said, Bart, it worked with John Gruden. Like, he was turning that franchise around in Act Two. How many times did the Yankees bring back Billy Martin?
Yeah, like Joe Gibbs. Did you mention Joe Gibbs?
That's a great example. Joe Gibbs won a playoff game. Yeah, he won a playoff game. I don't even remember who their quarterback was. I know Clinton Portis was their running back. I can't even tell you who their quarterback was. But it was their
Was it Jason Campbell?
Wow, good call.
Was it?
Right. It might have been.
I don't know. I don't think
it
so.
It sounds right. But I do know that it took them till Jaden Daniels and, you know, Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury in order for them to win another playoff game. And I would mention Dan Quinn, but I don't like how he threw the coordinators under the bus. That was a bad move. How to get rid of Cliff Kingsbury, Bart? This guy took Jaden Daniels as a rookie to an NFC title game, and because he stuck with Marcus Mariota, who's a good backup. But you can't gauge your regular season status and success on a backup quarterback and hold the offensive coordinator responsible because this guy's not in the picture, especially with what he did the year before. That's a joke.
I'm not answering any questions about the Washington Commanders on my Milwaukee Bucks postgame.
That's a good point.
Let me ask you a question, and then I'm going to say goodbye, and then I'm going to maybe say goodbye.
Good.
The three games this weekend that you feel the most confident in?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Rams-Panthers, is that a gimme?
Yeah, that's. I mean, whoever was playing anyone from that division, whether it was the Buccaneers sneaking in, yes, I feel very confident in the Rams. Every game they lost was by a whisker. So I'm going with Matthew Stafford.
I've been convinced that the Eagles are going to stomp the Niners.
Yeah, but that's your anti Brock Purdy in you. I don't know how objective you're being there. You either love or hate.
No, I think if Ayuk was playing, or maybe they had Debo back. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see what they can get done on the outside. The other one I really like, and I like the trend here, 20 some years of never losing a Monday night home game, the Pittsburgh Fighting Rodgers.
Man, it's just tough to root for him. Is it because he represents the early 40s and you can relate to that and it makes you feel young? Is that part of the equation and why you're rooting for him?
I enjoyed watching Aaron Rodgers for most of his tenure as a Packers quarterback, and it was nice to just sit back and watch him be Aaron Rodgers again. It was nice, I will say. It was like when you break up, you know, I love analogies. You break up, you know, you didn't talk to her in 2 years. She's married and got two kids, but she lets you in the back door one night and you bang.
Well, listen.
That never happened to me, but.
Well, it's not too late. But when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, we saw that relationship completely turn 180 when Brett Favre, you know, was long retired, and then he was royalty all of a sudden, all over again. Same is going to happen for Aaron Rodgers. But Brett Favre, he was a diva, but he was your diva. I never felt like you guys adopted Aaron Rodgers. He always seemed to be too cool for school. He always seemed to want to be the most intelligent person.
Because Favre drank beer and Rodgers drank scotch. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. You know, Favre is having 10 babies and doing jean commercials, and Aaron Rodgers is whining on a yacht. Talking about running for vice president, two very different individuals. And the Midwest relates to the hardworking, blue-collared, you know, savant that Brett Favre was. Rodgers was a prima donna, a lot of diva in him. And good for him at 42, by the way, for, you know, even getting the Steelers in the playoffs. If they win a postseason game, first time the Steelers would have done that in more than almost a decade, that has to add to his resume. And speaking of which, if I am the Milwaukee Bucks, I know this is a Bucks postgame show, so let me put a bow on this. Fair enough. Let me put a bow on this part. There's a misnomer.
Well, I got two more questions for you, but quick ones.
Yeah. There's a misnomer and a misconception that NBA coaching is irrelevant and doesn't matter. You got Mark Jackson out there right now. You got Tom Thibodeau out there.
Mark Jackson's never coaching again. We've talked about this.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, how does Doc Rivers get 5 jobs and Mark Jackson can't get a second? Like, at some point, the owners or the majority governors, whatever you want to call them, have to swallow their pride, and they have to say, what is going to be the best thing for our basketball team? Because Doc Rivers and mediocrity, they go hand in hand. And that's being kind to Doc Rivers, and that's an insult to mediocrity. He's not the guy.
What did you think of the Trae Young deal?
I thought it was time. You know, I'm putting out
– Yeah, it was time, but it was like –
Yeah.
All sales must be final. All Trae Youngs must go.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was weird how it happened in the middle of a game. And the last time he's on the court as a Hawk is in his street clothes and high-fiving fans as he goes into the tunnel. That was weird to me. I don't understand the move from Trey's standpoint, because Washington's even more of a rebuild. And Trey is in year 8 at this point. He shouldn't want to be a part of a rebuild. So that doesn't make sense to me. But when you basically peak in year number 3 and you stop working as hard as you should as a franchise player, and you think everything should revolve around you and you shouldn't be part of the solution, this is what happens, Bart. He peaked in year 3, making that Eastern Conference Finals. And the work ethic and the desire to want to get better was never there for Trae Young. And it has to be when you're 6'1". It has to be. You know, if you're Giannis and you can jump out of a building and you're a freak of nature and you're the most athletic guy every single night, you can get away with not being the hardest worker. You can. You can get away with shooting 60% from the free throw line. But if you're 6'1", you better be the hardest worker in the gym. And that wasn't the case for Trae the last 5 years.
There's a lot that the state of Wisconsin owes the 2021 Bucks for giving us a championship after all of the postseason failures we've had with our other teams since that Packers last Super Bowl. But they could have lost to that Hawks team. My God, that would have been brutal. Absolutely brutal if they would have lost to that Hawks team. Okay, one more. I'm placing a bet for an NBA champion. They're like 25-1 odds. Boston.
It all depends on Jason Tatum's health.
Playing well, and I'm going to bet he comes back. He's motivated.
I mean, how impressed have you been with Jaylen Brown?
You know, my kid asked me tonight. He's like, because we were watching Celtics Nuggets.
Yeah. They lost. I can't believe they lost a Nuggets less team without Jokic.
And he said, Daddy, is there any Celtics you like? I said, no. He goes, what about Jaylen Brown? I don't not like Jaylen Brown, but I don't like him. I don't like Derek White. I don't like any of them. I don't like the Celtics. But could be a good bet.
Did you like Bill Russell?
Did I like Bill Russell?
Yeah.
Sure, but he also, you know, my take on that. Are you baiting me?
No, I'm not baiting you. I'm just saying, like, you can't talk.
The 1960s Celtics are the most overrated team of all time. They won round robins. There were 8 teams in the league when they won.
If it was that easy, then there would have been a round robin of success in the 1950s, and that didn't happen. You had the Rochester Royals winning a championship 1 year. You had the Minneapolis Lakers. You had the St. Louis Hawks.
I'm sure I gave you that take when you were with me. Did I ever give you this one?
Yeah.
The city of Denver should not have pro sports teams because the elevation is way unfair.
But if it was that significant of an advantage, wouldn't the Broncos have won a playoff game in the last 9 years?
If it was not that significant of an advantage, would I have gone to Denver a month ago and got completely wrecked by the altitude after a day of boozing?
Probably not. Probably not. But I'm guessing some of that had to do with the way that all of us collectively were treated. I don't think it was about the elevation per se. I think it was months on end of us being as professional as we can. And by the way, I just want you to know, I've done like a lot of interviews since Infinity CBS Sports Radio, and you get brought up all the time. Everybody is on your side with how you handled that finale, how you handled the closing remarks of your show. Everybody that I have spoken to.
Good thing I put it on video or no one would have ever known.
Well, you got to be interactive, Bart. I mean, that's the key to this, you know, genre that we are in right now in sports talk radio. If we're not interactive, we don't know what we're doing. But you know, I've told you this on your show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm excited to continue to see what you put out there, the content you put out there, and I'm just a fan of you, man. I'm a fan. I'm a friend, and I love seeing this Into the Winklerverse continue to grow. And I have a feeling the next time I'm on, you're going to be at 3,000 or 4,000 subscribers easy.
Well, why don't you get the Shep Army to come on over here?
I will. I'll tell you.
You're on Sirius XM NBA right now, right?
Yeah. So we're still figuring out when the start date is in terms of the post game show, but I'm going to be doing a lot of their post game shows.
Hey, there was a night that I heard you on Sirius XM, and then the next minute you were on your show. How did that happen?
Because it was a replay.
But it sounded
I know no other networks do replays ever.
God, you're so bitter.
But that wasn't a bitter remark. That was just a joke.
Everything you say.
I'm not a part of this. You're not a part of this. Hey, listen, we wish I saw that segment you have with Carlos. I saw you guys chopping it up about Westwood One.
Well, he works there.
I'm aware. How's he liking it? It can't compare to working with you.
Well, yeah, you would know that.
I wouldn't know that. I'm not affiliated with Westwood One. I'm saying.
No, you know, working with me.
Yeah, working with you is not work. That's the point. I never felt like you, and when I was producing for you in the beginning of your show, when it took off, and same with JR, working with you guys was never work. That's why it was the easiest gig in the world, man. You asked for like two sounds, and then you just...
Because I wasn't work because I didn't give a shit. Shep. Just kidding.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And the reason I know you gave a shit is because that send-off you had was as emotional as I've ever seen you behind the microphone.
Well, and everybody can go check it out on YouTube if they'd like one more time to get all the meat off that bone.
Is that almost 500,000 at this point, views-wise?
No, you're thinking 500,000,000.
Sorry. Half a billion. But I'll tell you what, Bart, you know, I will definitely tell people to come over into the Winkleverse because it is top notch. And I don't know another fan base that is going to know D'Anthony Melton. I am still blown away by that. I really am.
I promise you they do. I promise.
Okay, you had two people say they know him. And there's a lot of people right now in this particular chat. Is anyone in your chat? I'm sure there's a carryover effect. Are there any fans from the Bart Winkler show on Infinity/CBS Sports Radio that are in this chat right now?
I thought there was someone that said hi to you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen some people come over.
That's awesome, man. I miss our audience. I miss them a lot.
Yeah, conformity gate to our audience. That's what I believe in. Conformity gate. There will be more Infinity Sports Network shows.
Love it.
All right, Shep. Good to see you, buddy.
Bart, God bless. Love you. Thank you for having me, brother.
David Shepard. We were colleagues. And now we are riding different ships into the stormy seas. What else comments? I see a lot of comments going on here about the coaching situation. Hold on. I'm going to kick you out.
Oh, I'll exit out. I just wanted to be a fan and listen for a little bit. I'll exit out to make it easy.
Oh, you can. Okay. Just look on Twitter, though. I don't like when there's a little head down there.
Okay. Take care, buddy. Love you, man.
Okay. Love you, too. God bless Shep, says MDK3192. All right, so you got about 30 minutes of Bucks, and we got some good NFL talk and some good David Shepard talk. Shep produced, I don't even want to say for me, but he was the producer on the show for the first 4 months. And then we did a rotating cast, and then it was Carlos, who will be back on Monday. Those episodes continue. Carlos Ortiz and I will be doing it every Monday, certainly to talk about a lot of these NFL games. I think, yeah, you know, the thing to wrap it up with the Bucks is, what are we watching? What are we watching? What is the plan? What is the... I mean, the plan. So the plan, when I say the plan, I mean, are you trading guys? Are we keeping Doc? It seems like Doc's going to have this job as long as he wants it. You guys all want to fire Doc. Doc getting fired? I don't know. The standings, which I like to look at from time to time just to see where we're at. The Milwaukee Bucks are a full one game out of the 10 seed behind the Chicago Bulls and also behind the Atlanta Hawks recently, who have just traded Trae Young. Then you have the Heat, who somehow are 20-17. Did you guys see that clip that was going around where they just played like no defense and Eric Spoelstra's just like whatever? The Heat, I want to be, I always talk about how I wish I was stupid because I do think stupid people enjoy life more because you don't know what you don't know. Me as a big brain smarty, you know, I'm so in tune with what's going on in the world and society and history and all that stuff that I, you know, I know too much. I wish that the Bucks could be like the Miami Heat where you don't even have to win and teams think you're great. You get all the support from everybody across the league. You're a marquee team. You're a destination. You have Heat culture. No, you are a LeBron merchant. Spo, that's what you are. That's what you are. So I wish the Bucks could be viewed in the same prism as the Heat, where you just got to enjoy it as much as everyone loves them. Benefit of the doubt. Bucks get no benefit of the doubt. Everyone hates the Bucks. William says he was thinking of us when he came across Ridiculousness on MTV. 17 hours of it. What happened the other day where they said MTV's done? MTV's been done. Did they have like some sub music channel on Sling or some shit? MTV done been done. Oh, the MTV I knew, it's been gone forever. It's been gone forever. Do you know what a great idea for a business? The morning you play sports centers, and then the rest of the day you play music videos. That'd be a great idea for a TV channel. It would also not work because it didn't work the first time. All right. I should have a picks episode at some point on Friday with Horvy, and then we'll be live Saturday night to talk Packers and Bears. Remember when I started this podcast and I've done a lot of first round exit shows. I won't believe the Packers can do anything until they beat the Bears. If they beat the Bears. And then they would go to Seattle. Oh my God. So this guy, one of the dads at school, he was asking me about wild card matchups. And he pulls out, he's got a bracket of the playoffs. Like a printed NCAA bracket of the playoffs. Of the NFL playoffs. And there's 200 people at his work that are going to fill this thing out. And I'm like, well, what does it factor in? Because if the Packers win, they're going to go play Seattle. But the bracket is just the bracket. So people, I don't think that's as common knowledge as people think. That there's no I don't think people think reseeding until it happens. You might know there's reseeding, but then it like evaporates from your head. Speaking of reseeding, I gotta get a hair endorser. Every time I've ever had a job, there's been like, hey, you want a hair endorsement? And I look at this. And I sign up and holy shit. And I say yes. And then nothing ever happens. But I'm ready. Four hymns. I'd rock some four hymns. What's the one? Doesn't Blue Chew do hair as well? I'd rock some boner pills. I don't know if I'd want to rock gambling. What's up with all these accounts that have Polymarket and Kelce after it? What are they paying them? I'm with Dave Ramsey. FanDuel is a portal to hell. Anyway, so he's got these brackets, and because people don't know about the reseeding, what I think is going to happen is so many people are going to fuck up the brackets that like the second week of the playoffs, they're going to have to be like, oh, actually, we need to reset the thing here, and then we'll give you all your money back. I think it's just going to be a disaster. So I'm very eager to find out how that story goes, which I, of course, will follow up here. I want to thank you all. This is a Thursday night. You could have been in your bed, and you are on the stream. And this is what the Winklerverse is going to keep doing, because it's not just me. It's everybody here. It is a universe of people who know exactly who D'Anthony Melton is. And you wouldn't be here if you didn't. And if you don't, you know Bo Melton. And if you don't know Bo Melton, you know his brother Max Melton. And if you don't know them, you know whoever Melton Delton. That was terrible. Tim, all right, thank you all for stopping into the Winklerverse.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.